Welcome back to Mumblecore, our attempt at a movie podcast. And I'm Megan.
And I'm Charlotte.
Yeah. Wait, have you found any roommate options, living situations? Okay, cool. That was fast.
Darling, it was like the worst. I got weirdly stressed about it in a way that usually I don't get. Yeah. But yeah, like the worst 10 days of my life. And then it just sort of was like, okay, this is it. And then it was fine.
Oh, okay. So where are you living?
I'm living in Crown Heights. That means nothing to most people. Yeah, it's cool. Like a neighborhood. I've lived there before. I'm moving back.
Is it with randos or?
Yes. It's people from Craigslist. They seem cool. I like hung out with them. Hung out is a strong word. Met with them in their home.
Okay. And you didn't get murdered. So like you're good to go.
And they seem cool. They seem, okay. 5 people total. Let me explain this apartment. This apartment is incredibly cheap.
How cheap is it?
And it's $750.
That's insanely cheap for New York. What's wrong with it?
I'll send you a picture when I move in. You'll be like, this is the smallest room I've ever seen.
Do you live in a closet?
No. It has a closet, which is better than my current room. and it has a half bath in the room.
Like a creepy hostel.
What?
Have you never stayed at like shitty hostels? And the hostels always have like your sad twin bed and then just like a sink and like a mirror inside, and then there's like a bathroom elsewhere.
Okay, maybe, but I feel like the annoying thing about hostels is that the bathroom is like in the hall.
Yes, it's a shared hall bathroom.
It's a shared hall bathroom, which is what normal apartments have. But within my own bedroom is a half bath. Except there's no sink, it's only a toilet.
Okay, no! So you live in a jail cell. That's a jail cell. So wait. Is there a door?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You don't have to. That's the thing. I was like, I don't have to use this if I don't want to. The bathroom is next door.
Wait. So you have a tiny little baby room, it sounds like. Tiny baby room with like a door to the side, and then it's just a toilet.
It's just a toilet. The toilet has a window, though.
Is a window? Like
the toilet room is a window.
Okay, wait. Is there a sink in there?
No, I said no. It's just a toilet.
I still can't. I'm just like, I know you said that, but I can't fathom that it's just a sad toilet. Like, nothing else. With a window. They were like, no sink, but a window.
The guy that I was like, he had lived there and that I was going to move into his room was like, you know, it's got the important thing.
So, like, if I will say, I'm like, it would be nice if, like, you need to pee in the middle of the night. You're like, don't have to stumble down the hall. But again, what was the design logic behind
just I literally don't know. What, like, was there once a sink and things went awry? Who knows?
Like, at least put a mirror in there or something.
Yeah. He put, like, a rack over the toilet for, like, toiletry items, which is a nice place. It's a nice extra closet, at the very least, I suppose.
Just like a toilet.
Let's get adventurous here. There's just a toilet in my closet. I told my coworker about it. I was like, yeah, it's like a room with a toilet. She was like, oh my god, that's perfect for vomiting.
Okay, so she has a problem.
She was like, that's such a good discreet vomit toilet. I was like,
actually,
not
for, we've talked about really wanting discreet ways to vomit on this podcast, and I do agree. You could very quietly be like, I need to grab something in my room, go vomit, and come back out, and no one would know. Because you're
worried
tiny
about
tiny
like,
little toilet.
Coming back to a social situation post-vomit, just sort of like in the event that a middle-of-the-night disaster happens, you're like, I have privacy and I feel comfortable.
Because
that's definitely the number one fear when you move in with strangers is like, what if I get food poisoning and just have to blow up this bathroom for 24 hours and I don't know them well enough?
Just living with a stranger and having just anything go wrong, like even be like ill, you're like, you can't see me.
This
like
is shameful, yeah. Like, don't look. But yeah,
so you're living with 4 other people.
4 other people. 2 of them are a couple.
Okay.
So they share a room, but then they also have a second bedroom that they use as their studio because they're artists, which is cool.
Nice.
They also work outside. The biggest red flag of roommates of all time is work from home. Which is hard at the moment.
Yeah, okay, that's like, that's really unfair. Wait, were they work from home pre-pandemic?
I mean, I think the type of work they do means that they like to have their own space to do it in their home.
What do they do? Are they like actually artists? Like they make money from that, or is it a hobby?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they make money from it.
They make money from their art. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and that's cool.
They work in real art outside the home, but also inside the home. But yeah, when you're like going to view apartments, they're like, yeah, we both work from home full time. It's like, oh, I gotta go. I lived...
You're like, I leave here at 5 in the morning to go to my bakery.
But it used to be my... The last sublet that I lived in, I used to go to work at 4 p.m. And so I would have to be at home while they were also at home for their entire workday. And I would just be like, this is weird. We'd have lunch at the same time. I'd be like, don't look at me.
Got it.
So cool. Just, anyway, they seem cool. There's also another guy, and then the other room is also being moved into, which is a bummer because the girl who was living in that room seemed cool. And when I met her, she was like, I like your glasses. Very Berlin.
And you're like, incredible. Like,
I've never wanted anything more. But also, I did buy them at Costco, so sorry.
But also, like, made you feel like a god.
Literally was like, okay. Anyway, now I have to book a U-Haul and figure that out.
Nice. Shit, okay. Well, I'm glad that it was resolved. Yeah, yeah, new job, new apartment. It's a season of change, baby.
I know. What storm is coming? Yeah, check back in maybe, like, September 15th. I'll be like, I'm feeling good. Feeling settled.
That's good.
Before then?
Disaster.
Disaster. Truly, never been a more tumultuous time in my life.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Isn't it crazy that you just have to, like, not know what you're doing all the time?
It's terrifying. It's, like, a terrifying existence.
It's, like, honestly a pain in the ass. I'm, like, wake up every day, like, when will this be over?
No, I've had several moments. Again, I'm, like, say, like, this week. It's every week. I feel like it's almost, it's, like, every Sunday for sure. And then usually Friday nights. I don't know why. Something about those days where I'm like, this is my life, this is my existence, and this is all that it will ever be.
And that makes you sad, or that makes you at peace?
I'm not at peace. No, I'm not in a place in my life where that could make me at peace.
Not at peace. Yeah, I don't know if it's just general, like, aging or deterioration of my mental health, but I'm like, I'll have just sort of, like, flashes of just absolute hopelessness. I had one, like, a couple hours ago where I was like, oh my god, I'm never gonna have, like, a fulfilling coworker relationship at work, and, like, that's gonna just ruin my life, and, like, what do I do if I don't know my roommates? I just come home after work and not talk to my roommates after not talking to my coworkers.
Yeah. And then you're like, what do you do? Yeah, I also may have hypothetically maybe found a roommate, potentially.
Okay. Speak on it.
Unclear. No, it was through one of those fucking online app things, like finding roommates, which I'm terrified. Like, again, is it that different than a Craigslist thing? Who knows?
No, but it's the thing about, I love the people on Craigslist have a lack of effort. Like, I like that the people on Craigslist posted on Craigslist. And the people who are like, I'm actually trying to find a good roommate partnership. I'm like, stop.
It's not even a roommate partnership. I think, against this girl.
Someone to split rent with.
Yeah, no, this girl that I've been talking now. And it's literally like a dating app. And we're going back and forth. And we're like, clearly each one of us is trying to suss out if the other person's crazy. Like, it's so clearly obvious. And everyone's just like very, like, everyone, we just like throw a question and be like, are they crazy? Are they not crazy? Is this a random psychotic person?
A question that isn't direct enough to be like, hey, are you crazy? But, like, is there hinting?
The thing was, like, we were, like, again, also, I had fully stalked her online beforehand, so I was, like, we need to see if your answers line up, like, you know, to these questions. I'm, like, where did you go to undergrad? I'm, like, I already know all this. I found this out. Like, I know the answer, so you better not lie.
I'm actually seeing a view checkout.
Yeah. No, but she also, like, again, when she was, like, is this bitch crazy? She was, like, so how did you end up in this state of life where you had to be on this app? And I was like, valid question. And I was like, here's why. Because I was like, my friends are on the East Coast. My friends here have significant others and won't break up with them for some reason. And two, no one fucking wants to live near Glendale. And she was like, yeah, same. She was like, all my friends are East Coast. And she was like, yes, also, people date, and it's really upsetting. And I was like, okay. So we're both sad for the same reasons.
Because they do ask that when you, like, are trying to find a new apartment. They're like, so why are you leaving your current apartment? Same thing with a job. And you're like, that's a valid question. Like,
yeah. Like, what's wrong?
Things could have gone awry.
Yeah.
And you're
it
like,
was no, very just... much like this question of, why don't you have friends that you can live with?
Why have you ended up on this app as I am?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I got really close to just sort of like being like, should I pack everything and like move to a different country? Like, is it my time?
A different country?
The issue is COVID.
Yeah.
that's the only one.
Yeah.
Just being like, oh, this is actually not the time when you can just sort of get out of town, which is annoying.
Yeah.
Next year.
Who knows?
If I'm still working as a baker, I'd be like, time to be a baker in Denmark. Anyway.
That would be fun.
It does. I will say kitchen things are transferable, which is what has always appealed to me. Is that I can be like, hey, I can go anywhere. I can, anyway, that's really the only appeal. I really got nothing. Why am I living my life the way that I am?
You know, it's fine.
It's just because you have to make money. It's crazy that I just keep having to pay rent.
Yeah.
My new apartment has a cat also. It's not my cat, but there is a cat.
Did you meet the cat?
I did meet the cat. It's a Siamese cat. I don't remember its gender, unfortunately.
Don't you dare misgender this cat,
I'm
okay?
I'm going to go with she. Let's go with she. Okay. It's a safer choice. Because who would want to call a cat he?
What's her... Cats are always girls. We know it. Dogs are boys. Cats are girls.
And cats are girls.
Wait, what's this, her name?
Her name is Smoot, I think.
So we have no idea. There's a cat. Siamese also, cats, is it a pretty one or is it a terrifying one?
No, it's very pretty.
Okay.
It's very, like, slinky and nice.
How are you going to break it to your roommates that you have a podcast?
I've thought about this. And then I was like...
You should record from the toilet. From the creepy toilet room. Maybe the acoustics are great.
Oh, the acoustics. I'll be like, okay, that's not a bad idea. I've thought about it, and then I was like, you know what? People, like... For the most part, this just sort of sounds like I'm FaceTiming you. And, like, people do that when they live together.
Yeah.
Like, the roommates FaceTime each other. Not each other, other people. Yeah. The rooms, absolutely zero people give a shit. The situation of my room is very nice. So, like, you walk in, and there's sort of, like, a big entryway into, like, living room, dining room, kitchen. The nice thing about living with five people is that there's lots of space. The downside is, of course, there's only one bathroom, except for my secret toilet.
Wait, there's one bathroom for five people?
But I have a secret bathroom.
Okay, actually, the secret bathroom is now sounding so much better.
What if you devastatingly have to pee in someone's shower?
You either have to get real comfortable with each other.
Or you have a secret toilet.
Or you have a secret toilet. Actually, your room's sounding great. The secret toilet makes so much more sense now. You've got the best room of the house. Secret toilet.
Yeah. Oh my god. My other coworker was like... Yeah, like, I hear bad roommate horror stories, like, oh, my roommate has a dog, and, like, blah, blah, blah. She's like, my roommate has a daughter.
No.
She's like, my roommate's four-year-old daughter.
I've seen those on the app. I've seen those, like, you must be good with kids. I'm like, no.
I'm like, how did you end up in this? And then she's like, yeah, I'm trying to, like, move into, like, my own space, like, a one-bedroom or studio. I'm like, how are we jumping from not enough money to not live with somebody who has a daughter? To enough money to live in a one-bedroom. Like, I feel like in order for me to live with somebody who has a child, it would have to be $500 a month.
That's to be free. You have to actually pay me.
If
to
I have
come
to
live
watch
you
feed somebody liquid food, it's free.
But honestly, at this point, with how desperate I am to move out and how unlucky I am with stuff, I would take a child, I think, at this point.
It's crazy. Like,
I would do a lot.
I understand.
Or I'm just going to break down and just fucking pay a ton of money for a one bedroom and just make a poor financial choice.
I was on Street Easy looking at one bedrooms. I was like, Charlotte, you could do it if you really hustled. And I was like, first of all, Charlotte, you hate hustling. And then my parents were like, Charlotte, you don't want to live alone. And I was like, that's true. Like, I do ultimately, but like, at this point, like, if I had to confront a rodent and I had no backup, I'd be like, oh no, which is also why it's
interesting.
Nice,
you're worried about rodents. I was like, just the confronting the crippling void, like, by myself, I couldn't handle. Like, it'd be scary.
True. But then that's the thing about, I don't know. I feel very like moving into a new apartment is like college.
Yeah.
On the first several weeks of college, you were like, had to drag your bag of bones to a social event. But then it got easier, you know?
It does.
I feel like, I'm like, the last thing I want to do is like meet new people that I have to live with. But I'm also like, if they invite me to play a game of cards, I'll yeah. say yes. It'll get easier over time, and then eventually mm-hmm. we'll all be buds.
Yeah.
Just like college.
Like, I could make this work, you know? The other thing is, if I live alone, I'm worried that, like, if I die, like, no one would find me for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm terrible at responding to text messages, so, like, people would
be like, she's just...
She's fine.
She's busy.
And I'm dead. Like, that's... My cat's eating me. Like, that could really be my life.
It's nice to have someone check up on you, you know?
Yeah. Make sure you're alive, you know?
Especially as annoying as it is to have, like, new roommates with COVID, because you're sort of like, what if they get COVID? What if I get COVID? Like, at least with my roommates that I knew, that I live yeah. with now, when we all got COVID, it was like, we're all buds doing yeah. this together. But it's like, if you give a stranger COVID, that's, like, so much worse.
Or if a stranger gave me COVID. Yes. If my roommate gave me COVID, like, you need to move out. You're yes. disgusting, which is unfair. Also, like,
that is unfair. No one is disgusting who gives their roommates COVID. Me.
No.
But.
But again, I'd be like, I'm fine for doing that to you.
But it
like,
would be, yeah, it would be just, like, a crazy thing to navigate. And also then you're like, what, we all have to stay home to get, like, do we have to take care of it? Like, do you need, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So who knows? I'm going to keep texting back and forth with this girl, sussing out if we're crazy.
Okay. I like that. I think that you should continue to suss.
It's a beautiful game of cat and mouse.
Ultimately, you know. You can never know.
You can never know.
Is the secret.
Until you're in it. Until you're in yeah. it. Yeah. So
you can try your hardest, but.
But most likely it will fall through and then I will be back to square one looking at one bedroom.
I would love a boarding house situation, I think. Like,
you're really going for, like, a jail theme, I think, is what you want. Like, you want a halfway house and you want a jail cell. You want to join a cult, actually.
I want to feel like we're all a little bit...
Actually, I think that's why people join cults. Because you're like, I can't pay rent. I'll live on this farm.
I can't pay rent. I actually won't pay rent.
God. I don't know. That's the other thing, real quickly, with, like, a roommate that's upsetting to me is, like, I work out, I'm attempting to work out at home. I was like, no one can be present for that.
My friend who lives with her boyfriend that she loves and cherishes is like, I don't know when or where to work out, so that he never sees.
Because I literally been trying to work out more. I did a workout yesterday, not hard. I mm-hmm. thought I was going to black out. I really thought I was going to die. I was like, something's wrong. Like, something is physically wrong with me. I can't do a single ounce of cardio without feeling like my heart is going to explode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So deeply nice. Upsetting. But yeah, again, I was like, no one can witness that. No. Also, it's again, we talked about this, like doing sad crunches in your bedroom or something. No one can know. No one can know that you do that.
Doing sad crunches in your bedroom. Ugh, we
and
all
what
do
am
it?
I going to
no.
do? Join a gym? No.
Yeah, no.
Can't afford that shit.
Oh, gosh.
And then you have other people watch you, like, in a public setting.
I understand.
They should make isolation pods for working out. That's my Shark Tank idea. A gym where you are just completely
space,
locked
off.
It's
like 3 foot by 3 foot, so you can just yes. like, do.
And then, but it's like disguised on the outside, not labeled anything like a gym. You just go in.
It's like
quietly.
A telephone booth.
Yes, that's what I want.
Put me on to something here.
Hello, sharks. Do you have crippling anxiety? I have this,
but
product
still
for
sort
you.
Of want to get fitter, but like not that much.
Oh god.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, when I find out that somebody goes to the gym, I'm like, that's, like, fine, and that's part of your story, but, like, why? Like, just genuinely, why do you do it?
My friend like, you don't the other to. Day texted me, she's like, I think I'm going to start getting into running, and I was like, we can't be friends anymore.
I would genuinely be like, what does that mean to you?
I was like, it's over. I can't handle it. I'm like, that can't be your hobby. My hobby's yeah. eating. Like, you can't.
My hobby is guacamole. Oh my god, I saw a TikTok that was like, when you ask God for an easier hobby, but all you get is reading. I was like, girl, what? Everyone reads.
Except for me and Dune. Again, the best TikTok ever. I'm 100 pages in, guys, and I will tell you, I am struggling.
I do not know what is going on. The thing is, you never know what's going on, but I am excited for the movie.
God, I'm gonna do it. Don't worry, guys.
Okay.
By the time it releases, it's happening. My feet are also covered in bug bites, and I don't know how it happened. I got attacked by mosquitoes. They're just everywhere.
That's surprising for your area.
But. I know, they're like new ones, and it was terrifying because I smashed one, and it clearly had just feasted upon me. This fucker exploded in a way that was so deeply upsetting. There was
the
just
blood is kind of hard to get off.
Everywhere.
It, like,
everywhere.
Immediately dries.
Yeah. So now, like, my feet are just itching me like crazy, and I cannot stop scratching them, so I will scar, and it'll be great. Perfect.
I just got over the hump of, I got 30 bug bites sitting in 30 minutes. I swear to God. I had to FaceTime call for an apartment I did not even want. Mm-hmm. She was like, and I had to, like, the timing was weird, so I ended up having to be outside for the FaceTime call. And I got 30 mosquito bites on my ankles.
Incredible.
And I just got past the period of them itching. So now we're good.
Yeah. I feel like I have another, like, day or two of just extreme itching, and then I'll be better.
They'll just, yeah. I usually just avoid scratching them.
I'm trying to. This one on my ankle is driving me insane. It itches so
bad.
It's
been a tough year for mosquitoes. Genuinely the worst part of the summer. I had so many bites that I genuinely looked for bed bugs. I did. Did a little check. I was like, wait.
I'm also always convinced I have bed bugs.
I'm also, like, if anything itches ever.
I see a single red mark and I was like, it's bed bugs.
It's bed bugs. Although, when I went abroad, imagine going abroad. To a student accommodation, bed bugs, just absolutely the whole semester. And they won't move you out, and they keep trying to treat them, and they keep coming back.
I'd be like,
I just wake up in a bed of my own blood. Every morning.
No, that's so terrifying.
He was like, and then I sigh, and I take all of my clothing, and I bring it to the dryer. Bed bugs die and eat.
Oh,
and he's like,
God.
That's my routine. I just wake up every day with bed bugs. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, actually, please do step away from me.
That's awful.
Anyway. Awful.
We're talking about Sweet Home Alabama, 2002. Yes.
For a while, this was, like, up there for my favorite movies, which is kind of embarrassing.
So I watched it this time, and my response was, yikes. Just yikes.
I was, like, fine with it. I find the scene where she outs Bobby Ray to be, like, legitimately hard to watch.
Oh, my God. Okay, this movie is deeply offensive.
Okay, speak on it. I'm interested because I don't think I do.
Okay,
other than the fact that she outs Bobby Ray, which is fucked, but it's like clearly it's a mistake and she doesn't mean to.
Well, here's my theory of this movie. One, there's not a single redeemable character in this besides Bobby Ray. Bobby Ray is the only person.
I love Jake. But I love that Jake was so fucked up at his own wedding.
Charlotte. Yeah. Don't love Jake.
Jake
refuses to get a divorce from a woman and essentially holds her hostage for 7 years.
It's the Notebook vibes of, like,
of an abusive relationship. See, this is why
I think the Notebook is an abusive relationship.
Yes.
Why?
This man literally
he builds a house for her. You're not allowed to build houses anymore.
No, that man literally hangs up a Ferris wheel and, like, I'm gonna kill myself if you don't go on a date with me.
Oh,
fucking toxic.
I forgot about that. Man. Anyway,
this is my hatred of rom-coms coming out. Also, too many Confederate flags. Confederate flags.
But the what is it? The dad is like, well, it's history, so it's not gonna help to sweep it under the rug. And so he just, like, goes and reenacts it. And I'm like, yeah. That's cool.
But do we need to reenact fighting for slavery?
They lose. But the movie leans liberal in a way of, like,
interesting.
The reenactment for historical purposes.
I thought this was, like, very Republican. I was like, this is a Republican movie. So this is a fascinating dichotomy.
She's dating the Democratic mayor's son, who is somehow the secretary of something.
We have to talk about the logic of that
politics?
Because they also call her Your Honor, which makes no sense for
a mayor.
No
sense. I think she's just confused.
No!
Reese Witherspoon.
Everyone calls her Your Honor. Everyone does.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
And then
weird.
She's like, California, that would be such a big... And I'm like, you are a mayor.
I think she's trying to run for president. I think that was what I was getting.
What the fuck?
I think it was like, I'm going to start as mayor, climb my way up the ladder, president.
I mean, New York City is a big mayor.
Yeah. Bye, Cuomo.
Blasio. Cuomo's the governor. Sir.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Governor.
Cuomo's the governor. De Blasio's our
mayor. Wait, was she the mayor or the governor?
She was the mayor.
Why did I think that she was the governor?
I can look it up, but I don't care enough. I'll just edit this out if I'm wrong.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I think I was. I think what threw me off was I was really trying to figure out why you would call someone Your Honor. And for some reason, I was like, you definitely don't call a mayor Your Honor. So I was like, maybe it's like a weird judge situation.
Maybe you do call. Maybe she has a lot of. I don't know the rules. Maybe it's like extra polite. Whatever. But I was always just sort of like, she's talking like she's a huge, big deal. And I guess de Blasio is, but like, she's still just the mayor. Like, she's not the president of the United States.
Also, anyways, let's find out why this is a Republican versus a liberal movie. Because this is a Republican movie.
I think she comes from a Republican family, obviously. But I think that she, like, goes to New York and is like, oh my god, I'm in love with a Democrat. And, like, my parents will hate you because you're a Democrat. Like, in a very tongue-in-cheek, like, the way that it used to be in the Obama era.
Okay, interesting. I'm
not... Not even the Obama, the Bush era. How old are we? This came out when Bush was president, right? 2002?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, good talk. I feel like yes, but now you're making me.
He won in 2000. Yeah.
Yes, so. What was that? Was that the news? That was my news podcast coming on.
That's embarrassing. I was listening to a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. That's what they call
it. I was listening about Afghanistan. Two different types of people.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so why this is a Republican movie? Because it's a Republican movie. I feel like I put money on the fact that this was made by a Republican, at least a Republican producer, if not director.
Okay, I feel like a lot of Hollywood is Republican.
Interesting. Not a lot of... I disagree with that statement. I think it's the other way around.
A lot of Hollywood is liberal?
Yeah.
Okay, but they're the same thing these days.
Okay. Anyways, let me tell you why this is a Republican movie, okay? Essentially, because I'm like, this is so clearly be like, New York, out of touch, they're the bubble. And then because, especially, they really sealed up, you're like, this is a Republican thing. At the very end, when she shockingly, disturbingly chooses Jake over Patrick Dempsey. I don't know what the fuck his name is in the actual movie.
Hennings. What's his first name? Andrew.
Andrew. It was a mistake. But again, they literally do the whole thing where they're like, oh, this person's like an out of touch liberal and she doesn't really care about us Southerners, and then punches her in the face. And I was like, oh, this movie's made by a Republican being like, you can't take the South. You can take the girl out of the South, but not the South out of the girl. I'm like, this is a Republican movie.
100%. I do like that she is a badass. And what, Felony Melanie? That's very funny. That they're like not even trying to pretend that she was like, the girl next to her, they're like, no, she was kind of, like, heinous. She was, like, a problem child.
She was, okay, Melanie.
Badass truck driving, beer drinking gal.
So, here's my thing with this movie, is I had weird memories of it. And I rewatched it again, and I was like, I hate this movie. I hate this movie with almost every fiber of my being.
I'm, like, fine about it. It's, like, a fine movie.
Yeah. No, this is where my hatred of rom-coms start to come in. Like, starting to show. Like, these two early 2000 rom-coms make my blood boil. And
because this one is, we've watched other rom-com, but they've been like fun. Like, this is just sort of like rom.
This is just a straight rom-com.
Like, this doesn't have any sort of like cool, like Freaky Friday punk elements.
No, this is just straight up is what it is. And I don't like that. I don't enjoy
I'm
it.
I'm unhappy.
I don't like it because nobody in this movie has a single redeemable quality. Melanie's a terrible human being. I hate her. She's an awful person. She's mean to everyone.
Okay. That's possible.
She literally, that bar scene, that bar scene is one of the most horrifying scenes. I was like,
it is really she, insults and long. She insults everyone, everybody. She's
and
like,
then outs a gay man. Insanity. Yeah.
And it's just, it's really hard to watch. I find it, I have to skip it every time I watch it. It's just it's, a lot for me. And
it's
she throws up
really
in his
awful. And then
he has to tell his date, like, follow in her car.
So embarrassing.
And they're trying to, like, make it like the date is embarrassing. It's like, no, she's a normal person.
Yes. And again, I think one of the most upsetting things is this woman is like, sign the papers, sign the fucking papers, which, like, he should have 7 years ago because that's psychotic and abusive and toxic. But then he signs the papers.
I'm like, that's love.
Jesus Christ.
Charlotte, get it together. Yeah. No. And then he signs the papers and she doesn't. And that's the whole big surprise.
And, well, no, before that, as soon as this man signs the papers, she's like, actually... I'm kind of still into you. And you're like, yeah. Fuck you, you dumb yeah. bitch.
She's no. like, I took all your money. I, like, played this whole part. I, like, did this whole big show of getting too drunk. And then, actually, I kind of like you. Yeah, she, like, literally lingers. She's like, I only want to be, like, I don't want to see my parents. I just want you to sign this so I can get out of here. And then she, like, suddenly lingers. And then they have the wedding yes. in Alabama.
Because she's obsessed with this man.
Yes.
And it's unhealthy.
So obviously.
But I will say.
Unhealthy. It is love.
It's not love.
Okay.
That's not love. I'm
Teach
sorry.
Your own. Teach
them. The other, one of the most upsetting things to me is this opening, this cold open is one of the most upsetting cold opens. I don't like to see children kiss. It upsets me.
Oh, I was like, was the cold open the fashion show? Was it when she's sleeping? And no. then I was like, oh, it's the dream.
Yes, and the lightning strikes, and I don't like it. And it's a young Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
And this boy is too old, and I just, like, I'm like, I don't need to see, they shouldn't be in love. They're not in love. They have terrible, they have terrible accents. Again, you have a weird obsession with feeling electricity. Like, literally, this was the fucking, what movie was that? That she gets electrocuted because of her. John Tucker Must Die. Oh, okay. You were like, that is hot. Like, I want to feel electricity. You want to nearly die when you kiss someone. It's actually what you're looking for.
Actually, well, yes, obviously. Love should make you want to die. That's, like, such a separate note, Megan, that will circle back to you in my therapy. Okay. The thing that I was talking to my coworkers about this week was the scene in Girls where Adam gifts Hannah his tooth on a necklace. And I was like, that is my ultimate dream gift. Like, I would die to have someone's tooth on a necklace. I think it's so cute. It's so personalized. And they were like, you're a
Charlotte, that's the scariest thing you've ever told me.
No, it's not. My friend got her boyfriend's tooth on a necklace. And I think it's cool.
Charlotte, if your mom does listen to this, she should call you, because that's scary. If you're like, I want a man to give me his tooth.
It's a really cute scene in Girls. It's a really cute scene in Girls.
If a man ever, do you know a person? We'll just say a person, because it's anyone. I'm going to put it out, but it's actually, it's worse if it's a man. Gave me his tooth.
It's a baby tooth. I would take any tooth. Adult or baby.
I don't know what's scarier. I don't know what's scarier. I think a baby tooth would be more terrifying.
No.
In my mind.
If you lost it naturally. If someone, like, shoves their hand in their adult mouth and pulls out a tooth.
Okay, I haven't seen all of Girls, so I haven't seen this episode you're talking about.
I can send you a clip. I already took a video of it to send it to my coworkers.
Perfect. Okay, so what tooth was it? What is it, like, was it an adult tooth that fell out?
No, it was a baby tooth. It seemed to be, like, just a standard, like.
Again, if a man ever gave me a part of his body, like his tooth. No.
I would be so down.
I would report. I would report him to the police. I'm like, he hasn't murdered. So he's either murdered someone in his past, or he's going to murder me or somebody else. Like, this is not going down.
I mean, that's
good
Adam's
path.
Vibe. Is like, has murdered or will murder.
Again, I'm really worried that you're like, what's. Again, well, you discover what I think is hot. Just a man with a basic hobby, and you are, like, someone who is maybe a serial killer.
One who would die for me / would kill for me. Actually, would kill for me. Would be cool.
Okay, so a man should never give you... No one should ever give anyone a tooth.
I wonder which one of us the viewers think is hotter based on our voices.
Which one? We should put out a poll of our five friends who probably know.
If anybody hears this, text us. Who you think?
Is it who's hotter based on the most bizarre things we've listed about ourselves or just voices?
No one's hotter. We're both really just trying our best. It's really hard out
That's
here.
That's really a good way to describe it. Why would you rate your attractive level? Actually, just trying my best.
It's Monday. Yes, I wore a shirt today.
It should really be on an effort scale.
It was fine.
Anyways. But no, this movie is fucked up.
Okay, fucked I loved up. It. I mean, I didn't love it, but I was like, this is totally rewatchable. I like the Carmichael Plantation tour with the man who comes and lies about being from the New York Post. And then Bobby Ray's immediately like, I'm her cousin. I'm like, yes.
Bobby Ray, I want to. I would watch a spinoff of Bobby Ray's story. Yes. I want him to find. Yeah, I actually. Fuck.
I talked to another friend this week who was like, damn, why am I so into men who always turn out to be gay? And I was like,
fuck, nice. I am into Bobby Ray and he is a gay man.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting. Have I told you about my theory that every heterosexual couple in Brooklyn, the girl seems lesbian and the boy seems gay?
That's so true.
It's like, you're like, if you think enough about it, you're like, wait, you guys are both gay.
You just haven't realized.
Or they're not. It's just sort of like, I was also toying with the idea that, like, the age old, like, is he gay or is he European? It's like, is she a lesbian or does she just live in Brooklyn? Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. So hard to tell.
Yeah. That's rough. Who knows?
Anyway.
But what I will say, though, the rain scene is embedded in my mind as, like, a child. Like, that was, like, peak romance. Like, going to see, confess feelings in the rain.
In a wedding dress, no less.
In a wedding dress.
On the beach where lightning's about to strike.
Where he's just sticking metal poles in.
He's just, like, doing
Wait,
work.
That's my biggest problem in this movie, is this man is like, I have to better myself. And he's like, I know how it. Deep South Glass. What is happening?
I don't know if you saw my letterbox review, but the issue that I had is when she finally goes to Deep South Glass, and you have this, like, a great...
I haven't seen it.
Don't look at it. It's not interesting. But she has this whole, like, discovery moment of, like, he's an artist, he's making something of himself. I'm like, this is the most boring glassware I've ever seen. Like, it's just...
generic Goodwill glass.
It's just, yeah, it's like generic Pyrex. Like, what are you doing? Like, make something cool. Like, be an artist, my dude. Like, Jake, I expected better. She's like, oh, I love this Deep South glass. I'm like, why? This looks like any glass you get at any Applebee's.
Yeah, like, they're ugly. He's not talented.
Like, it's just glass. I'm like, okay, you can make it. So can a factory. Do something cool. Blow your own, like, different glass. Anyway.
Yeah. Also, this is my other problem with this rom-com. Well, not all rom-coms, really. Is that the woman has to lose her dream to be happy and fall in love. Because this bitch is gonna have to move back to Alabama.
She can design clothes in Alabama. I think that's the point. Is that she, like, did her thing in New York and was like, wait, I actually like Alabama better, but I'm still that person. Like, I gained that 7 years that I spent in New York in my personality. And now I'm cool.
This woman has no personality. I hate her.
Maybe she has no personality. I mean, she was written by a man, I'm sure, but
she's definitely written. She's written by a Republican man because this movie is Republican.
She has good hair, though. I did envy her hair. Honestly, all of these outfits are back in style. Straight up.
One
of the dresses with, like, the ruched edges, the square neckline.
Yes, that is in.
They sell this at Urban Outfitters.
Yeah. There's some stuff that's back in. What I will say is, though, shocking that you liked her hair because that woman has the fucking sharpest layers I've ever seen. She could cut fucking glass with them. They look like
little
fucking daggers. I will say she looks great in updo. I like the length. The layers are too sharp. I like, they look like little needles. She looks like a fucking porcupine.
Reese, Megan says the layers are too sharp in 2002.
I don't think it's Reese's fault.
Spiky
I think
hair was
it was a choice that the hairstylist made for her character.
Okay,
I did not like.
Because she was supposed to be, like, sleek and, like, edgy.
Yeah. The other thing that I have to say is that one of the more upsetting moments of the movie came after the cold open, when she wakes up from being asleep and, like, falling asleep at the desk.
There's a group of people watching her sleep. My nightmare.
That man's sideburns? Beard? I don't know what to call it. Please tell me you noticed. He's the one that was like, oh my god, your southern accent comes in way more when you sleep. He has the most insane sideburn situation. How did you not notice it? It's all
I do.
I
like
could
a sideburn, though.
No. Okay, so, like, picture a sideburn.
Okay,
but then
like
look like
hide
it's
from That 70s Show.
Okay, yes. But make it thin. Make it, like, very thin, okay? And then be like,
he's
look
trying to
like
contour with his beard.
Yeah. And then they're like, what happens if we like, they looks like he started thinking to like bring it into a beard and then was like, let's make it like little fucking razor blades, just like straight down and stop around like the mid part of my eye, like lower.
You're describing this terribly, so I will have to look it up later if I remember
yeah, you
that
should.
I care. But,
yeah, no, essentially okay. It's like along the like where you would contour your face. Okay, you've contoured before. Picture, but like a contour area, but just hair.
Okay, I get that. And maybe he's really trying something, really it's trying to get some definition there.
Horrifying. It's horrifying. I don't like it.
I have this problem like where if I get, unrelated, a zit on my jawline, I will immediately pick it into oblivion because I can't personally see it. And so I'm like, this
I will
is fine.
Pick
There's
anything.
No rules on the jawline. Absolutely everybody from who sees any side of my face can see it. I like forget that side of my face. Anyway.
I can never not pick something, you know?
It's like a disease. I think it is a disease.
And actually I do
I'm
think I have a level problem. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. It's hasn't gotten, like, bad enough that I'm, like, have open wounds. Anyway.
Here's another thing that upset me about this movie. This woman loosely throws a diamond wedding ring into her purse.
Yes, like, I saw that too. She was like...
loosely throws it in. You'd never find it again. You would never find it
in that purse. And then she's like, yeah. Also, what's up with her and her mom? It's this whole, like, what is the end of that? Also, Pearl and Earl? Hilarious. But... like,
which ones were they? I blacked out with names on this movie.
Pearl and Earl were her parents. Those were their names. Isn't that crazy?
Terrible names.
That's love. So she's like, I don't want you to end up like me. And then it's like, Mama, what's so wrong with being like you? And then she's like, I love your daddy. Something awful like that. I would do anything for that man. And I'm like, what? Is this good? Are we fine with, like, is she choosing her mom's life? Or is she not? What's wrong?
I think that her mom wanted her... I think her mom wanted her to go with Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, me too. She says that out loud. Yeah. Like, but, like,
what because is she's the, not a fucking idiot. She's like, yes, girl, morally go with her. Here
is that the mom shouldn't have pushed her in any direction, or it's that the mom's life is valid, even though she doesn't have as much money, maybe, as she wants? Like, what
I think the what they're moment? Trying to say is, like, you can't let go of your roots and, like, you shouldn't be ashamed of your past, and there's a lot of parts of it that are good.
Okay. And so and the mom just needs the to small come to town peace life isn't with bad. Her small town life? Or the mom yes. is okay. I liked that she was like, yeah, I've always loved your dad, and like he's great, and like it's honestly a pain in the ass that I love him so much. I'm like, yes, girl. She's like, imagine where I could be if I just like liked a richer man. I'm like, yes, girl. I love love. Anyway.
Why do you disdain. Think I just am like, how can you watch this movie and be like, she should have ended up with Jake? I don't understand. Because
I love the okay, I personally this is probably
defend Jake to me. Defend
I love his Jake. Arc. I love his genuine arc of like truly rock bottom of being like throws up at his own wedding, like leaves his bride at her reception alone with puke on her dress. Like you cannot get
after
worse than
he
that.
Gets her pregnant, yes.
Yes.
Shotgun wedding.
And it's implied that she has a miscarriage.
Yes.
And it's just like, you can't get any worse. He's like a piece of shit. And then, of course, you know, you come back and you're like, oh, he's like making his own thing. He's like doing, people respect him in the town. I like when the dad is like, he wasn't like, they're driving in the car and the dad is talking about Jake. And he was like, the boy wasn't ready. Like, he was too young. He was too confused. Like, it was bad. I recognize that. But like, he's changed and he's grown up. And I just think he has a really good arc and he is like, you know, yeah, he won't sign the divorce papers, which is fucked, but he's doing it because he loves her and because he's like, oh, I don't know. I like when the mom is like, this girl that you've chased for 7 years, you're not even going to like go to her way, like finish off. Like you gave up so easily. Like the second that Reese was like,
okay, I will say Jean Smart is the best part of this movie. She's incredible because she's incredible in everything. But I will say this story implies that Jake follows her up to New York. Mm-hmm. Stalks her and is like, she's doing well. I'm gonna come back and make shitty glass and then win her back.
I don't think the story implies that he stalks her. I think the story implies that
this
he
man
goes,
stalked her.
No, he goes to New York with being a like stupid country guy who's like, I'll just go to the city and find her, and then gets the city and is like, holy shit, I don't even know what a taxi cab is, and then has to hop on a plane back to Alabama because he's like, oh, she's doing real actual big girl things, and I'm not.
No, I feel like this man watched her himself. Through a fucking window and was like, I will make myself into a glass designer? It's not even hand-blown glass. What is he doing?
I think it is hand-blown.
No, he sticks fucking metal poles into the beach and pulls shit out.
No, that's for the
out.
Sculptures.
Yes, there's no... I'm sorry, his IKEA glassware is just from IKEA. He did not do anything. This man did not develop any skills.
I think he hand blows that glass. It's implied.
I disagree. he also has he's a terrible name. Deep South Glass.
Deep
disgusting.
South Glass. In Tuscaloosa. I love that he has a plane, so it's like sort of secret, but like also not secret. What was the point of this? I love that he has a plane. Yeah, I just like that they have been in love since they were 10. I love when she's like, you're the first boy I ever kissed, Jake, and I want you to be the last. Cute. And I just
disgusting.
Think that they like had a genuine connection. Clearly neither of them were ready at that age. They tried, it like didn't work. And then they come back together later and you're like, oh.
Oh wait, also they're actually sociopaths as well. I forgot about that. They try to murder a cat. They literally try to blow up a cat.
that's fine because the cat is destined to die. And she's
that's like straight up, you should listen to more true crime. That's a sign.
She's trying to do it a favor. She's maybe crazy, and that's the whole point, is that she's like...
She tried to blow up a cat.
Girl.
That's, blowing up like a cat that. Does not make you quirky. That and makes course, you a sociopath.
We all love the moment that Jake and Andrew meet. And that it's just like so, like, you know, dramatic irony, if you will.
Yeah.
And we're all just, and he's like, oh, huh, weird that you know Melanie Carmichael and I know Melanie Smooter. Here's what Melanie Smooter did when she was growing up. It's like, oh.
Also the last name Smooter. What's happening?
I don't know. I think it's just supposed to be like
the bad poverty. Wait, who do you think is hotter? Jake or Andrew?
Neither is my type. But
okay, yes, neither is our type. But like,
neither is our type. I'm,
if
like,
you were looking to choose objectively,
I have
who
to
is
say,
hotter?
I think Patrick Dempsey. But I think if Patrick Dempsey
is the right answer, good
were
job.
Dressed like Jake Perry, it would really sell it a lot more for me. Like,
oh, so
if he
you,
like took
you
a
want
little
a man
bit of
dressed
like,
poorly.
Is a man who's a mechanic. You know what I mean? Like, if he like. We're a car
you
mechanic.
You want a mechanic who gives you his tooth. That is
yes.
so upsetting.
But it is Patrick Dempsey. It's like Patrick Dempsey, like, in coveralls. I'd be like, yes. Mm.
Okay.
But, like, as he stands, like, son of the mayor in suits.
Yes.
And, like,
I will say Jake's eyes are beautiful. They
yeah.
are piercing
and he has
blue.
That, like, nonchalant, like, truly. I think it's more attractive than when a man's clothes are, like, just disgusting. Like, could not get dirtier, could not have more holes in it. They could not give
Charlotte,
a shit.
I'm so worried. I'm so worried. Every time you describe your perfect man, and I've seen it evolve over the years, and it's never evolved in a way that I'm like,
it's never evolved in a favorable. It's never
in
evolved
a way
to
that
like
I'm
clean
like,
cut
okay,
man
wait.
Who eats vegetables.
You're always like sickly on the verge of death.
Smokes way too much.
Gives a tooth to somebody. Cannot dress himself.
Have to fix car every day.
And then mine is actually I'm attracted to gay men.
Which is more common than you might think.
I wonder why we're single.
I know. It's really getting hard up here.
But I will say, showing up in the rain anywhere, incredibly romantic.
I'm down.
Incredibly
for that.
Romantic.
Showing up in the rain anywhere. Yeah. I love a rain scene.
Is there, I'm just trying to reflect. Oh, yeah. No, the thing that made me angry about this movie is that clearly someone got drunk or did too many lines of cocaine and was like, guys, what happens if we made a movie that was like the song? And then they're like, we can have this one scene where they dance to the song and people are very pumped to it.
Oh, I love the song. And I love that they play the song
well,
twice.
Well, Sweet Home Alabama, Lynyrd Skynyrd, like, you can't, yeah, it's a classic. It's a great song.
I love when she's like, play a slow one. I'm like, is this even a slow song?
Sweet Home Alabama is not a slow song.
It's not that slow. I mean, you could definitely dance to it, but like.
It's not like a slow
also,
dance song.
I don't know if I'm just. Like, the most non-sexual person on earth, but imagine you're at your wedding reception and you have to, like, intimately dance and also kiss in front of everyone you know.
Oh, we've talked about
that.
It's
like
horrifying.
Like, she's just
that's
so,
the thing,
like...
You're like, am I the like, least sexual person?
Yes.
But also, you're like, yes, but also, like, terrifying. If someone was, like...
Like,
okay,
cradling
their
head and being,
your
like,
friends and family are all here. They're all staring at you. Now kiss your significant other. I'd be like, no.
I'd be like, actually, I forgot that I like this person.
Like, I'm like, I can't. Actually, we'll give each other a high five. That's it.
That nothing would make me
a first a first dance is one of the most terrifying things I've ever heard of in my life.
I would totally... I am pro slow dancing. I think it's cute in a group, like in like a gym where like everybody is slow dancing.
If I ever get married,
okay.
Wait, you won't win. I could like my if you had a first dance, like okay, the first dance, and everyone must surround and look the other way. No one can see.
Wait,
actually,
you have to do this first dance
I'm gonna...
in the ladies' restroom.
Do you know what? We should do, like, four weddings, and my wedding will be I hand out blindfolds to everyone. Little face masks. Okay, it's time for the first kiss. Okay, now masks on everyone.
For modesty.
Not even for modesty.
Just for true shame.
Just for shame. just like, I don't want, like...
Like, nobody's allowed to have that memory.
I think also, I'm like, I would have to be so drunk to do a first dance in front of people. I would have to be, like, nearing blackout drunk to be like, get out on that floor, Megan, and go dance with your husband.
To be fair, not even blackout. If I had 2 to 3 drinks, I'd be like, I'll dance with anyone to anything.
Like, I need to be a minimum of 5 drinks in. A minimum. So, yeah. Essentially, I have to line up.
Anyway.
I have to, like, when you come in to your little reception, I have to line up, like, 17 shots and just take them all
keep
and be like, okay.
Keep taking them. And then it's like, oh, it's time for someone to make a speech about me? All right. Speech about me and the embarrassing things I did in college?
And then I vomit on the dance floor.
I know. On his shirt, so he has to wear the puke at the reception. Get him! Get him!
Feminism.
What would I say in your wedding speech, you know, when people make speeches about their friends?
You should talk about our podcast.
I was like, would I talk about our podcast? I talked about the time you had to clean an unnamed person's vomit.
Yes.
The bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, which time? There
was
2 times. There were 2 times.
When she brought, like, chocolate and wine the next day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was, like, so sorry.
That was great. That was one of the most horrifying experiences. I remember because I was coming back from something. I was out of town, and I came back, and everyone was at a party. And I remember I walked in and I was like, I'm not kidding. It was like fucking exorcism level. Like, I was like, whoever was in here is dead. They did not come out of this situation alive.
Just wall.
I remember texting the group chat. I was like, what the fuck happened?
And everybody
like,
was
we have
like,
no
what?
Idea. And I thought someone was lying. God, turns out it was the truth.
The
it was a
thing
mystery
is that that's
puker.
That was, like, your, like, bathroom. It wasn't a hall bathroom. It was, like, your...
My person. That was what's so upsetting. And I was like,
how did they
guys,
get in?
And I asked the other side of the suite, and they were like, we have no idea. And I was like, how
someone
did they get in? I was like, are they still in
here? Crawled
in
through a window to puke wall to wall in my bathroom.
Because I was like, whoever's in here, someone needs to check on them. Like, they are dead. There's no way someone could vomit this much and be alive. Like, I'd be so scared.
They lived. They lived to reveal themselves. Anyway.
But she didn't remember. Someone had to tell her.
Oh no!
She didn't. That's why she came by like 4 days later, and she was like, "Yeah." So it turns out,
it turns out, I had a mishap. Wow.
Yeah.
I thought she knew.
The cutest, not cutest, the worst part was that clearly in her drunk mind, after she vomited on the walls, everywhere, we had a bath mat, and she just rolled, like, a little vomit burrito, like, in the bath mat and, like, pushed it to the side.
She knew. I was like, I'll keep it clean in here.
Because it was the most pathetic
You threw out
attempt.
That bath mat, right?
Yes, I threw out everything it touched. I was like, I cannot handle it.
Especially if it's not someone you know. You can't identify the puker. You're like, this
needs to go. Mystery vomit is terrifying. And, it had been sitting there a while. I opened that door to that bathroom. The smell, I cannot describe it. It was pungent.
Should be
because
surprised
then
by a
somebody
scent
was like, oh,
way.
Just, they were like, just leave it for the next day. I was like, guys, you don't understand. I'm like, you're not back. It's so bad.
They would, every single one of those people would
leave
say
it.
That. Would absolutely
would leave
be
it.
Like, just leave it, Megan, come out. Like, and that's the most psychotic thing you could ever do. And they
this
would all
insane.
Just be like, that makes sense to me. Wow. Anyway.
So much vomit. At your wedding speech, I would be like, hey, did you give her a tooth yet? She really likes that.
He'd be like, mm-hmm. He opens to gums. He goes, she's got them all.